Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Fourth and goal, fake to Montgomery. He's saved down into the end zone. His third touchdown today. There he goes.
Right into the leap zone.
When you're around this league long enough, these games happen. And it doesn't feel any better when it happens, but the good teams I've been on, they find a way to respond.
That was the Fox Sports broadcast of the Lions game, and that was Ben Johnson talking about the loss as well. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we're discussing how the pass rush has to step up. Now that you know Jalen Johnson, your best player on the Bears defense, is out indefinitely. And Mark, I want to continue with what we were talking about in our pre-show meeting about Grady Jarrett, who I feel like still does a great job of explaining what's going on, even when you might not be able to see it. What were your takeaways from what he had to say?
Yeah, I mean, he was very specific. A couple of pointed questions to him about what went wrong with the defensive line and specifically some of the stuff that he missed, if we want to take a listen to that right now.
I think converting to the pass quicker, like on the play action passes. A lot of you guys watched a lot of deep development routes. It was like run action to pass late. And we was as a group a little sticky on blocks and just sitting back a little too long before we converted. And maybe should take a couple shots, you know, a little earlier to try to get through the gap so we can get to the quarterback. And as far as third down rushes, there were some. Like, I had a couple hits in the game, but, I mean, it was a little too late to where they threw it up and then they made some good catches. So, I mean, there were definitely some ops, but I think in this game, the biggest thing was our conversion from playing a run to pass. So they did a good job scheming that up, and we just got to be better at that for sure.
On the touchdown to Jamison, the long one, it looked like you were really close, got through a double team to Jared. Yeah. When you watched that, I mean, did you feel that too, that you were just a tick?
Yeah. I mean, it was a couple – that one – the one-handed one on the sideline, I was there hitting him. It was another one where I came around on the stunt and hit him. And it was like just, I mean, that much, you know, quick time. And so, you know, it was just working out in their favor. But, you know, we're not going to lose confidence or anything. We just got to keep hunting and find out how we can be that split second faster.
Some good stuff from Fishy Business right there, asking a couple of pointed questions. And I hope that Grady Jarrett is correct, that they're just a tick off on some of that, but I appreciated how specific Grady Jarrett was with some of that.
No, walking us through it, I always appreciate the transparency and the detail so that we, and not just us, but fans at large, can better understand what they're seeing and what they're going through. The problem I had with what he's talking about is the fact that they are a tick off. So what are you going to do to get better, understanding that now they're going to be targeting the DBs even more because no Jalen Johnson, and who knows whether or not they'll have other guys that should be there that we haven't even seen this season. When you talk about the star guy that was mentioned by name by Dennis Allen at his introductory press conference, it's just a lot to understand that the defensive line isn't getting there, and there's nothing that you can lean on and say, this is why they will get there.
Well, and here's why that tick matters. Because you already knew you were searching for the Tyreek Stevenson mismatch with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you were scheming that with pre-snap motion, which we did see more of for the Lions at home, because we did see that in the way that they were able to get the run fits as he calls it run action, play action, Grady Jarrett, whichever term you would like to use. We knew that they were looking for 29. We knew Jared Goff was. So if you know that, you already have an idea of where your play is going. You don't think the other team can stop you. And then, for that matter, you have film that says the other team isn't stopping you at the line. So that's why you're able to convert at will. That's why you're able to make these explosives happen. That's why you're able to telegraph what you need, because you've already saved yourself time knowing, here's my mismatch, here's my weakness. They can't do anything about it.
And what are they? They're going to be defense coordinators, man, with Jalen out. They're going to be rubbing their hands together because they've already shown that they can exploit Tyreek Stevenson. Nashawn Wright and Tyreek Stevenson in there, and Nashawn Wright started to get exploited towards the end of the preseason this year. Is Josh Blackwell going to be healthy and ready to go if need be, although he's better in the slot? Same with Nick McLeod, Jalen Jones. Like, there's a problem.
So Terrell Smith is out for the
Terrell
year.
Terrell Smith is out
so
for the year.
You could have absolutely used him.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Perhaps the biggest question is, if Kyler Gordon cannot play, do you put Blackwell, or sorry, if Kyler Gordon can play, do you put Blackwell in the slot and move Kyler to the outside then because of what you just said?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see them try, because they, look, they made it clear that, or Dennis Allen did, and maybe even Ben Johnson to a different degree, that they plan to do a lot with Kyler Gordon, and playing him on the outside sometimes has not been ruled out. So we'll see. It's what every, like, Kyler Gordon has obviously thrived in the position in which he has been put, good on the Bears coaching staff, even the previous regime. But I think that any cornerback would prefer to play on the outside. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see them try it.
I just remember him on the outside. I remember him on the outside.
Who on the outside?
Kyler Gordon.
Okay.
Oh, his rookie season. Great.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. And, well, he was kind of all over the place. I remember him talking about the camp in his second year, to where he was essentially saying that he had so much thrown at him and he was put in so many different spots that he embraced having one job. Well, guess what? He's been around a little bit longer, gotten some more experience, and now he was going to be asked to do a lot more. I'd still like to see it. If it sucks, then you change it.
Well, and frankly, you know, Jalen Johnson was kind of in a similar position before he was the one. Will Fuller was considered a higher on that.
Kyle Fuller.
Fuller. Will Fuller's a receiver. Kyle Fuller was considered higher on that depth chart, and he got cut because of the casualty with the salary cap. And that was a Ryan Pace decision. He ends up in Denver playing for Vic Fangio. And then Jalen Johnson ends up being CB1. And the question was, well, do you trust him enough? And he certainly answered the call. Based on his talent, you can see why Kyler Gordon would be able to, if this is a possibility. But the problem is, you got a lot of people playing out of position that on a secondary, where you also still have two very big threats in receivers in George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
No doubt.
We are trying to sort things out here on Raheemi, Harris, and Grody, especially on the defensive side, where there will be challenges against Dak Prescott and company. What I want to ask you guys, because I've been going back and forth in my own head about this and have not landed on anything, is there more pressure on the players or the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, to figure out how to fix this? Because it's one thing to say, Dennis Allen, you don't have your full complement of players, but that is the reality now.
Beating your one-on-one is a player issue.
Yes, that part.
Winning your one-on-one is a get your ass in gear issue.
But as far as the secondary goes, Dennis Allen's got to figure out some of this. But also, Tyreek Stevenson, Nashawn Wright, they have to play better too. So tell me how it falls.
The two biggest pieces of pressure are on Dennis Allen, because he's essentially the star of your, and the guy that we were just talking about.
Montez Sweat.
Like I said, I think he can get it back on, but there's no doubt that a ton of pressure is on Montez Sweat. Is there another player? I guess Dio Odangbo.
It's Dio.
Other than that, like, who else are we calling out here? Like,
well, I mean,
we're not
Grady
really
probably.
Out.
Like, Grady Jarrett. Grady needs to be better. He probably knows that.
No, but he's dealing with a knee injury,
what
too.
What about Jervon Dexter?
Yeah, well, and Jervon didn't play as many of the snaps either. That's, you know, we just said that Montez Sweat played 66%, and I think, if I'd have to look again, it was about 10% lower than that for Jervon Dexter. But you've paid a lot of money to this defensive line, more so than a lot of other NFL teams, and to have it not step up when you needed to, like, again,
so then maybe
roster
the answer,
construction failure.
Maybe it is Dennis Allen then. If you have talent, as Layla just said, then
here's
the pressure's
concern.
On.
Yeah. They get burned when they rolled up Jaquan Brisker on the safety blitz. against the Lions. Like when they roll up extra pressure, it's not paying off in the way they want it.
It's KYP to me. Know your personnel. And it's Dennis Allen's job to figure out who can do what and how and piece it together.
We have just the guy to talk to about all of this coming up next. Patrick Manley, of course, the former Chicago Bear. He is part of the postgame show here on 670 The Score. So he joins us next to talk more about this and everything else Bears.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.